Je l'apprécie. I appreciate it. The sentence, GL. Apprécie. Is a simple statement in the present tense. G. Je. Is the subject pronoun meaning I. L. Apprécie. Is the verb. Apprécier. In the present tense conjugated for the first person singular. Apprécier. Means, to appreciate. The. L. Is a direct object pronoun referring to a previously mentioned noun. Here, it refers to something that the speaker is appreciating. J'aime le vin. I like wine. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the J form of the verb aimer. To like, which is used when the subject is je. I. Le. Is the definite article, the, and is used with masculine singular nouns, like the. Wine. J'aime Tom. I liked Tom. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past, and is now finished. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of the verb aimer is aimer. The pronoun j is the contraction of je and a. The object of the verb is the noun Tom. J'habite ici. I live here. This sentence is in the present tense, using the je form of the verb habiter. To live. J is the contracted form of je and habite is the conjugated form of the verb habiter. In the present tense, first person singular. Ici is an adverb meaning here. J'ai perdu la face. I have lost face. This sentence translates to I have lost face in English. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. This is a common contraction in French. Perdu is the past participle of the verb perdre. To lose. La face literally translates to the face, but in this context, it means face, as in reputation or dignity. Key concept. The phrase perdre la face is an idiom that means to lose one's reputation or to be humiliated. This is a common idiom used in French and can be a bit tricky to understand for English speakers. J'aime Mary. I like Mary. This sentence is simple and uses the verb aimer, which means to like. The subject pronoun je is contracted with the verb to form j'aime. Mary is the direct object of the verb and represents the person who is liked. J'aime la bière. I like beer. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. J is the contracted form of je, I, and m. Like is the verb in the first person singular form. La is the feminine definite article meaning the. Bière. Beer is the object of the verb. J'adore les chiens. I love dogs. This sentence uses the verb adore, which means to love or to adore. It is conjugated in the first person singular present tense. J'adore, meaning I love. The direct object of the verb is les chiens, which means the dogs. This is a plural noun, and so the verb agrees in number and person. Fais un câlin à Tom. Give Tom a hug. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command. Faire is the imperative form of the verb. Faire. To do, to make. In this context, it means give. Un câlin is a noun phrase meaning a hug. À Tom indicates the recipient of the hug, Tom. À is a preposition meaning to or for. The sentence literally translates to do a hug to Tom, but in English, we say give Tom a hug. J'adore le golf. I love golf. J is a contraction of je, which means I, and adore, which means love. Le is the definite article meaning the, and refers to golf, which is golf. So the complete sentence means I love the golf. The definite article is used because it is understood to be a specific kind of golf that the speaker is referring to. J'adore les enfants. I love children. The sentence is in the présent, present tense, and uses the j form of the verb adorer, to love. Les enfants is the plural form of l'enfant, the child. J'adore la vie. I love life. This sentence is a simple declarative statement in the present tense. J is the contraction of je, I, and adore, love. Adore is a verb in the present tense, which means it describes an action happening now. La is the feminine definite article, meaning the. The means life. This sentence highlights the use of the contraction j and the feminine definite article la before the noun the. J'aime le riz. I like rice. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. J is the contracted form of je, meaning I. M is the present tense conjugation of the verb aimer, meaning to like. Le is the definite article, the, and is used before masculine singular nouns. Ri is the noun, rice. So literally, the sentence translates to, I like the rice. You can also think of this as, I like rice, because rice is a general concept. J'adore la soupe. I love soup. This sentence uses the je form of the verb adorer, which means to love or to adore. The je form is used because the subject is je, which means I. La soupe means the soup. J'aime Tom. I liked Tom. This sentence uses the imparfait tense of the verb aimer, which means to like or to love, but in a past tense. It's used to express a continuing action or state in the past, like a habit or feeling. G is a contraction of je, which means I. So this sentence translates to I liked Tom. Je t'aimais. I loved you. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Te is the object pronoun, a contraction of atoi, meaning you. It is used in this sentence because the verb aimer takes a direct object. Aimer is the past tense of the verb aimer, meaning to love. The sentence can be broken down into its parts. G A M A Toi. I have loved you. I loved you. Je t'ai aimé. I loved you. This sentence is in the passé composé, the past tense used to describe completed actions in the past. Breakdown. Je : this is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Te : this is the object pronoun, meaning you, in the informal form. It's a contraction of de and le. E : this is the auxiliary verb to have, conjugated in the first person singular of the passé composé, meaning I have. Aimé : this is the past participle of the verb aimé, meaning to love. Key concepts. Passé composé : this tense is used for actions that are completed in the past. It's formed by conjugating the auxiliary verb avoir or être in the present tense, and then adding the past participle of the main verb. Object pronoun : in this sentence, the object pronoun te is used to indicate that the speaker loved the person they are addressing. Contraction : te is a contraction of te, you, and le. This is a common grammatical feature in French. Je t'ai aimé. I loved you. The sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a compound past tense used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now finished. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Te is the contracted form of te, you, singular, familiar, and e, the first person singular form of the auxiliary verb avoir. To have. Aimé is the past participle of the verb aimé, to love. This verb is conjugated in the passé composé with avoir because it is a transitive verb, meaning it takes a direct object. The passé composé tense is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir or être, to be, and the past participle of the main verb. The choice of auxiliary verb depends on the verb. This sentence uses avoir because it is a transitive verb. Key concepts. Passé composé tense contracted forms transitive verbs auxiliary verbs. J'ai fait du riz. I made rice. The sentence uses the passé composé, which is the most common way to express a past action in French. The passé composé is made up of two parts, an auxiliary verb, and a past participle. J-I is the first person singular conjugation of the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have. Fate is the past participle of the verb. Faire. To do. In this case, faire is used to express the action of making something. The passé composé will use avoir as the auxiliary verb when the verb is transitive, i.e., it takes a direct object, or when the verb is intransitive and describes movement. In this sentence, the direct object is bruit. Rice. Du is a partitive article, which is used to express an indefinite amount of something. This can be translated as some rice in English. Je suis du même avis. I agree. Je is the pronoun I in the first person singular. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb. Être. To be. Du is a contraction of de le. Meaning of the même is an adjective meaning same. Avis is a noun meaning opinion. This sentence literally translates to I am of the same opinion, but is idiomatically translated as I agree in English. J'ai merdé. I messed up. This sentence uses the passé composé, a common verb tense in French used to describe actions that happened in the past. J is the contracted form of je, I, and a. Have. Merde is the past participle of the verb merde, which means to mess up or make a mistake. The entire phrase literally translates to I have messed up, but in everyday speech, it simply means I messed up and is used to express regret or frustration. J'ai foiré. I messed up. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A is the present tense of the verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the first person singular. Foiré is the past participle of the verb foiré. To mess up, and functions as an adjective in this sentence. This sentence literally translates to, I have messed up, but it is often used as a colloquial expression for, I messed up, or, I made a mistake. J'ai dégueulassé. I threw up. The sentence is a simple statement in the past tense. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have. This is the conjugation of the verb avoir. To have, in the present tense, first person singular, which is used to form the passé composé tense, the past tense used in this sentence. Dégueulasse is the past participle of the verb dégueuler. To throw up. Note. This is a very informal and vulgar way of saying, I threw up. It's not something you would use in a formal setting. J'ai sali. I have soiled myself. J is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have. A is the first person singular form of the verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the present tense. Sali is the past participle of the verb salir. To soil. J'ai mis la pagaille. I made a mess. breakdown. G is a contraction of je, I, and a. Have, a me, means have put in the past tense. La pagaille means the mess or the chaos. Key concepts. Contractions in French. Je, I, is often contracted with the verb a. Have, to form je. Past tense. The past tense in French is formed by using the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, or être, to be, followed by the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of mettre, to put, is me. Direct object. La pagaille. The mess is the direct object of the verb mettre, to put. J'ai mis le souk. I made a scene. Breakdown. J is the contraction of je, I, and a. Have, a me, means have put in the past tense. Le souk literally translates to the market, but it is an informal slang term used to describe a chaotic or noisy situation, particularly one caused by a lot of people. Therefore, the full sentence means, I have put le souk, which means, I made a scene. Il me faut me cacher. This means, I need to hide myself. Here is a breakdown. Il is the third person singular pronoun, meaning he slash it slash one. In this case, it's used impersonally, meaning it's not referring to a specific person. Me is the indirect object pronoun, meaning to me or for me. It shows that the action of hiding is being done for the benefit of the speaker. For is a shortened form of the verb falloir, meaning to be necessary or to need. It is used in the third person singular, which is why it is for instead of fallait. Me cacher is an infinitive phrase, meaning to hide myself. Me is the reflexive pronoun, meaning myself. It shows that the action of hiding is being done by the speaker to themselves. Cacher is the infinitive form of the verb to hide. The sentence uses the impersonal construction with falloir. Il faut, meaning it is necessary or one needs. Here, the action of hiding is necessary for the speaker, so it is translated as, I need to hide myself. Je dois me cacher. I must hide myself. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Dois. This is the verb, to have to, or must, in the first person singular present tense. Me. This is the reflexive pronoun, myself. Cacher. This is the infinitive verb, to hide. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. The verb, cacher, is reflexive in this sentence. This means that the action of the verb is done to the subject. I hide myself. Present tense. The verb, dois, is in the present tense, which indicates an action that is happening now. Infinitive. The verb, cacher, is in the infinitive form, which is the base form of the verb. Il me faut obéir. I must obey. This sentence uses the impersonal construction with il. It. This structure is used to express an obligation or necessity. Il is the third person singular pronoun for it. Me is the indirect object pronoun meaning to me. 4. Is the third person singular form of the verb falloir. To be necessary. Obéir means to obey. This sentence literally means, it is necessary for me to obey. Je dois obéir. I must obey. This sentence uses the verb devoir, which means to have to or to must. In this instance, it is conjugated in the first person singular, je dois, meaning I must. Obéir is the infinitive form of the verb to obey, but here it is in the infinitive form because it is following devoir, which requires the following verb to be in the infinitive form. J'ai pleuré. I cried. The sentence uses the verb pleurer, which means to cry. The pronoun j'ai is a contraction of je, meaning I, and e, which is the first person singular conjugation of the auxiliary verb avoir, meaning to have. This is used in the past participle form of the verb pleurer. This structure is known as the passé composé, a common past tense in French. The auxiliary verb avoir helps to conjugate the verb pleurer into the past tense. C'est dans la poche. That's in the bag. It's a done deal. This is an informal, idiomatic expression meaning that something is certain or guaranteed. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of c'est, which means it is. No means in. La poche means the pocket. Literally, it would translate to, it is in the pocket. However, the phrase is an idiom meaning that something is certain, or a done deal. Example. I've got my interview tomorrow, but I'm not worried. It's in the bag. J'ai mon entretien demain, mais je n'y suis pas inquiet. C'est dans la poche. Exclamation. Je l'ai cloué. I nailed it. Breakdown. J'ai. Je means I, this is the subject pronoun L is a contraction of le and L. It, and is the direct object pronoun AI. A is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir. Avoir. To have, and is used to form the passé composé tense cloué. Cloué is the past participle of the verb clouer. Cloué. To nail. Key concepts. Passé composé. This tense is used to describe actions that have been completed in the past. It is formed by combining the auxiliary verb avoir. Avoir. To have, with the past participle of the main verb. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun L. L replaces the direct object of the verb, which in this case is an implied noun like task or project. This sentence uses the common French idiom clouer. Cloué, which means to nail something down, and in this context, it means to have succeeded or accomplished something. J'ai mis la main dessus. I found it. J'ai is the contracted form of j'ai, meaning I have. Me is the past participle of the verb mettre, meaning to put. La main means the hand, and is the direct object of the verb dessus, is an adverb meaning on top of it or on it. The phrase literally translates to I put my hand on it, but the more natural English translation is I found it. This is because the phrase implies a search or effort to find something, and the act of placing one's hand on it signifies success.
Il me faut du liquide.
I need some cash. This sentence uses the pronoun me, followed by the verb falloir in the third person singular, il faut, which means it is necessary. The indirect object pronoun me indicates that the need for cash applies specifically to the speaker. Du liquide translates to some cash and is a partitive article meaning some.
J'ai besoin de liquide.
I need cash. Breakdown.
J.
Colon, this is the contraction of.
Je.
I, and.
A.
Have.
A.
Colon, this is the present tense of the verb.
Avoir.
To have.
Besoin.
Colon, this is the noun.
Besoin.
Need. It is used here in the sense of needing something.
De.
Colon, this is the preposition.
De.
Of, which is used to indicate what someone needs.
Liquide.
Colon, this is the noun.
Liquide.
Liquid, but in this context it means cash. This is a common idiom in French. Key concepts. Contractions. In French.
Je.
I. And.
A.
Have. Are often contracted to.
J.
When they appear together. Idioms. The phrase.
Liquide.
Is an idiom that means cash in French.
Il me faut de la nourriture.
This means, I need food. Here's the breakdown. Il means, it, or, he, but here it is a formal way of saying, I, and is used with, me, after it. Me means, me, and is used with, il, for this formal way of saying, I, faut is the third person singular form of, falloir, which is a verb meaning, to be necessary. It is used with an indirect object pronoun, like, me, to say that something is necessary for that person. De la means, some, or, any, and is used with feminine singular nouns. Nourriture means, food, and is a feminine singular noun.
J'ai besoin de col.
I need blue. The sentence is in the first person singular, present tense, and uses the verb.
Avoir.
To have.
J.
Is the contraction of.
Je.
I, and.
A.
Have.
A.
Is the first person singular conjugation of.
Avoir.
To have, in the present tense.
Besoin.
Means, need.
De.
Is a preposition that means, of.
Call.
Is the noun, blue. This sentence structure is common in French, and uses the verb.
Avoir.
With a noun to express a need.
J'en veux davantage.
I want more of it. This sentence uses the pronoun.
En.
Which stands in for a noun that has already been mentioned. In this case, it likely refers to something that was previously discussed, or something that the speaker has already been offered.
Vouloir
is the verb, to want, conjugated in the first person singular present tense, which is
je veux. Davantage
is an adverb meaning more. It emphasizes the speaker's desire for a greater quantity of whatever.
Or.
Represents.
Je veux davantage.
I want more. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I. The. This is the verb, to want, conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. It agrees with the subject. Je. Davantage. This is an adverb meaning, more. It modifies the verb. The. It can also mean, further, or, in addition to. It comes after the verb in this sentence, which is typical for adverbs in French. Key concept. This sentence illustrates how the subject and verb agree in French. Je veux davantage de ça. I want more of that. Breakdown. Je. I, subject pronoun. Ve. Want, present tense of the verb. Vouloir. Davantage. More, adverb. De. Of, preposition. Ça. That, demonstrative pronoun. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Ve. Is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject. Je. Direct object. Ça. Is the direct object of the verb. Ve. Preposition. De. Introduces a prepositional phrase that modifies. Davantage. Demonstrative pronoun. Ça. Refers to something already mentioned, or understood. Je me suis assoupi. I fell asleep. Breakdown. Je. This is the pronoun, I, in the subject form. Me. This is the reflexive pronoun, myself. It is used with the verb, assoupir, to indicate that the action of falling asleep is being performed on the subject, I. Sui. This is the present tense of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Assoupi. This is the past participle of the verb, assoupir, to fall asleep. In this case, it functions as an adjective describing the subject, I. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. These pronouns refer back to the subject of the verb. In this case, me indicates that the action of falling asleep is affecting the speaker. Past participle. Past participles can be used as adjectives to describe a noun or pronoun. In this case, assoupi describes the state of being asleep. Verb conjugation. The verb, être, is conjugated in the present tense to indicate an action that is happening now. Il m'en faut davantage. I need more of it. Breakdown. Il. This is the third person singular pronoun, meaning, he, or, it. In this case, it refers to the speaker. M. This is the contracted form of me plus a. To me, it indicates that the speaker is the recipient of the action. Or. This pronoun can be tricky, but in this case, it refers to something previously mentioned or understood in context. 4. This is the third person singular form of the verb falloir. To be necessary. It means, it is necessary. Davantage. This word means, more, and indicates that the speaker needs more of the previously mentioned thing. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun. M. Acts as the indirect object pronoun, receiving the action of, need. Impersonal verb. Falloir. Is an impersonal verb, meaning it does not have a subject. Pronoun. R. Colon, this pronoun is crucial to understanding the meaning. It refers to something understood from context. Il m'en faut plus. I need more of it. Breakdown. Il.
This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning he or it. In this context, it's an impersonal subject. This is the contracted form of me, and the preposition a, meaning to me. This is a pronoun meaning some or of it, and is used when the noun is already understood in context. 4. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb falloir, which means to be necessary. Plus. This is an adverb meaning more. Key concepts. Impersonal construction. The use of il as an impersonal subject is common in French, especially with verbs like falloir, that express necessity, implied object, the pronoun a refers to an object that is already understood from the context. This is common in French, and helps to avoid repetition. Contraction, the contraction m is common in spoken and written French, and adds to the fluidity of the language. J'en ai besoin. I need it. The phrase, j'en ai besoin, is a simple, but important sentence in French. Let's break it down. J'ai. This is the contracted form of je, I, and a, have. In French, we often contract these two words when they appear together. This pronoun is a bit tricky. It stands in for the object of the verb, which is not explicitly mentioned in the sentence. Here, it refers to something that was previously mentioned or understood in context. For example, if someone asked, do you need a pen? You could reply, j'en ai besoin, I need it. A. This is the first person singular present tense of the verb avoir, to have. Besoin. This noun means need. The literal translation of this sentence is, I have need of it. However, in English, we use the simpler form, I need it. Il me faut ça. I need this. Breakdown. Il. Il. Is the pronoun, he, but in this case it is used as a placeholder for a general subject, making it equivalent to one or you in English. Me. Me. Is the object pronoun, me, fout. 4. Is the third person singular form of the verb falloir. Falloir. Which means to be necessary or to need. Ça. Ça. Is a demonstrative pronoun referring to this or that, depending on context. Key concepts. Impersonal construction. Il. Is used as an impersonal pronoun, creating an impersonal sentence. This means the subject of the sentence is not a specific person or thing. Direct object. Ça. Is the direct object of the verb. 4. Necessity. The sentence expresses a need for something. J'en ai besoin. I need it. This sentence is an example of a common French construction using the pronoun a, which is used to replace a previously mentioned noun. J is the contraction of je, I, and a, have. A stands in for the object that is needed. Besoin means need. So the sentence literally means, I have of it need. C'est ce qu'il me faut. That's what I need. Breakdown. C'est. This is a contraction of ce, this, and a, is. It is the subject pronoun, it, conjugated with the verb to be in the third person singular. Sir. This is a demonstrative adjective meaning this or that, depending on context. Here, it refers to the thing previously mentioned. This is a contraction of cur, that, and il. He. It functions as a relative pronoun, meaning that which. Il. This is the subject pronoun, he. Me. This is the direct object pronoun, me. 4. This is the verb, to be necessary, or to need, in the third person singular present tense. Il faut. Means, it is necessary, or one needs, and is a common French idiom. Key concepts. Contractions. C'est. Is a common contraction in French. Demonstrative adjectives. Sir. Is used to refer to something that has already been mentioned. Relative pronoun. Functions as a relative pronoun, connecting the noun phrase to the clause. Direct object pronoun. Me. Functions as the direct object of the verb, to need, idiomatic expression. Il faut. Is a frequently used expression in French that translates to, it is necessary, or, one needs. J'ai besoin de. I need them. The sentence structure is straightforward. J'ai. J'ai. Is the contracted form of J plus AI. Je plus A. Meaning, I have, besoin. Besoin. Is the noun meaning, need, you. De. Is the preposition, de. De. Meaning, of, plus the pronoun, you. Meaning, them. The key here is understanding the concept of, avoir besoin de. Avoir besoin de. Which translates to need. It's a common French idiom to express the need for something, or someone. J'ai besoin d'elle. I need them. Breakdown. J. Is the contraction of. Je. I. And. A. Have. A. Is the first person singular present tense of the verb. Avoir. To have. Besoin. Means, need. De. Is a contraction of the preposition. De. Of, and the definite article. Le. The use of. De. Implies that the object of the need is feminine, and plural. El. Means, they, or, them, and refers to feminine nouns. Key concepts. Contractions. French uses contractions frequently, especially with the verb avoir, to have, and the preposition de, of, agreement. In French, adjectives and articles agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Object pronouns. The object pronoun elle is used to replace the nouns that are the object of the verb need. Il me faut du temps. This means, I need time. Here is a breakdown. Il is the pronoun, he, but in this case, it is the impersonal pronoun, like, it, in English, and translates to, it. Me is the object pronoun, me. 4. Is the third person singular form of the verb, to be needed, or, to require. It is an impersonal verb, so it is always in the third person singular. Du. Is the partitive article, some, or, any, and refers to the noun. Ta. Which is the noun, time. So the sentence can be translated literally as, It is needed to me some time, but we understand it to mean, I need time.
J'ai besoin de temps.
I need time.
This sentence is in the present tense, using the verb avoir.
Avoir.
To have.
J'ai.
J'ai.
Is the contraction of j'ai.
Je.
I, and ai.
Et.
Is the first person singular conjugation of avoir.
Avoir.
In the present tense.
Besoin.
Besoin. Need is a noun here, but it is often used as an adjective. The phrase avoir besoin de.
Avoir besoin de.
Is used to express the need for something.
Temps.
Temps. Time is a masculine noun.
Je me suis assoupi.
I fell asleep. This sentence is in the passé composé, a common French verb tense used to describe completed actions in the past.
Je
means I and is the subject pronoun.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, indicating that the action of falling asleep affects the subject.
Sui
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être.
To be, which acts as an auxiliary verb in the passé composé for the verb
s'endormir.
To fall asleep.
Assoupi
is the past participle of the verb
s'endormir.
The literal translation would be, I am fallen asleep, but in English, we use the past tense, fell asleep, to convey the same meaning.
Cachez-vous.
English translation, hide yourselves. Breakdown.
Cachez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Cacher.
To hide. It is in the second person plural form, meaning, you all, or, you, plural.
Vous.
Is the pronoun, you, in the plural form.
Vous.
Is a common ending for imperatives in French. It is used to indicate the plural form. Key concepts. Imperative. The imperative mood is used to give commands, or make requests.
Plural.
The use of
vous
indicates that the imperative is directed at multiple people.
J'en avais besoin.
I needed it. Breakdown.
J.
R. This is the contraction of
je.
I, and
R.
Of it slash them. The pronoun
are
is used to replace a noun previously mentioned.
Avoir.
This is the imperfect tense of the verb.
Avoir.
To have. The imperfect tense is used to describe a past action that was ongoing, or habitual.
Besoin.
This is a noun meaning, need. Key concepts. Contractions. The contraction of
je
and
a
to form
j'en
is a common feature of French grammar. Pronoun
a
colon the pronoun
a
is used to avoid repeating a noun that has already been mentioned. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used to describe past actions that were ongoing, or habitual.
Je ne parie jamais.
I never bet. This sentence is in the negative form.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Ne
is the negative particle, which is used with verbs in the negative form.
Parie
is the third person singular present indicative form of the verb.
Parier.
To bet.
Jamais
is the adverb, never. So, the sentence translates to, I never bet.
Je n'ai jamais parié.
I have never gambled. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Ne. This is the negative conjugation of the verb, avoir, to have, in the present tense, first person singular. It means, I do not have. The N is a negation marker that combines with the verb. Jamais. This means, never, and is an adverb of frequency. It indicates that the action of gambling has never occurred. Parier. This is the past participle of the verb, parier, to gamble. The past participle is used in conjunction with the auxiliary verb, avoir, to form the perfect tense. Key concepts. Negation. The negative form of the verb is used to express that the action has not taken place. Verb conjugation. The verb, avoir, is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject, g. Past participle. The past participle of the verb, parier, is used to indicate a completed action. Adverb of frequency. The adverb, jamais, specifies the frequency of the action. Je ne pleure jamais. I never cry. This sentence uses the negative construction in French, which is formed using ne and pas. Here's a breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Ne. This is the first part of the negative construction. Pleure. This is the verb, to cry, in the present tense, first person singular. It's the present tense conjugation of the verb, pleure. Jamais. This is an adverb meaning, never. It's placed after the verb in this sentence. Key concept. The negative construction in French is ne, pas, and it's often used to express the negation of an action, or state. Je ne gagne jamais. I never win. The sentence uses the ne negation, which is used to express the absence of something. The ne is placed before the verb gagner, to win, and is followed by the negative adverb jamais, never. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating that the action of not winning is habitual. Jamais je ne l'emporte. I will never take it. This sentence is a classic example of inversion in French, used for emphasis. Here's the breakdown. Jamais. Never. This adverb of time is placed at the beginning of the sentence for emphasis. Je. I. This is the subject pronoun. Ne. Not. This is the negation particle used with the verb in French. Elle. It. This is the direct object pronoun, contracted from le plus le. Emporte. Carry, take. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Emporter. To carry, to take. The sentence structure is essentially jamais plus je plus ne plus elle plus emporte. By placing the adverb of time jamais at the beginning, the speaker strongly emphasizes their intention of never taking it. Je ski souvent. I often ski. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the je form of the verb skier, to ski, which is ski in the present tense. The word souvent means often, and modifies the verb ski to indicate the frequency of the action. J'y suis opposé. I am opposed to it.
The sentence is a simple statement expressing opposition.
J
is a contraction of
je,
I, and
e.
There. It signifies to it or to that.
C
is the first person singular present tense of the verb
être.
To be or poser is the masculine past participle of the verb
or poser.
To oppose. It functions as an adjective in this sentence, modifying the pronoun
je.
The sentence literally means, I am opposed to it.
Je m'y oppose.
I oppose it. Here is a breakdown of the sentence.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I, in French.
M.
This is the contracted form of
me
and
e,
which is a pronoun referring to the object of the preposition
a,
to, at. Here it means, to it.
Oppose.
This is the verb, to oppose, in the first person singular present tense. This sentence demonstrates the use of the reflexive pronoun
me
with the preposition
a,
which is contracted to
m.
This can often be translated as, to it, or, to that.